You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Manila, si Mr. Maputing Cooking, Chris Urbano. Magandang araw, Chris.
Magandang araw, Mariel. Kumusta po kayo?
Mabuti. Welcome back. Ang tagal na, no? Since we last spoke. I think nung huli nating nag-usap, nasa dulo ka ng Australia.
From mga 2016 yun, I think nasa Darwin ako noon at nag-usap tayo tungkol sa Vegemite adobo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, ang tagal na noon. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
At naging abala ka. Itong nakaraan nilunsad mo yung The World of Filipino Cooking. Congratulations!
Yeah, maraming salamat. So ito yung, ang aklat dito ay yung unang cookbook ko dito sa Pilipinas. And I'm really excited to launch it. It's going to be for global release. And I wanted to tell the story of Filipino food, yung anong kwento dyan sa ating pagkain na pambansang Filipino. Because I think na it's a really understood or misunderstood cuisine. So sa buong mundo, I mean, people have kind of heard of it, but it's not really yung parang widespread, katulad ng Vietnamese or Thai food, kung halimbawa. In the U.S., we're starting to see it become popularized and starting to become emerging, dahil yung mga second generation Pinoy dun sa West Coast, USA, and sa little bit in New York City. But it's still got a long way to come, and I think, you know, importante na we tell the story of Filipino food to a global audience. So that was really my goal. I researched a lot about yung mga history, yung mga ibang panahon ng cultural or culinary influences on the Philippines over the last several centuries to really tell the story of how Filipino food came to be today, which is this really parang interesting combination ng, you know, limang different cultures of, you know, indigenous Filipino cooking, Chinese influence, Spanish influence, Mexican influence, and also, you know, USA American style cooking more recently. So it's just such a fascinating cuisine. I thought the story needed to be told to a bigger audience, and I'm very passionate to do that. So here's the book.
Kakaiba to kasi bibihiran mo na makikita mo na yung hindi yung nagsasalaysay o nagkukwento o nagsasabi o nagsusulat tungkol sa pagkaing Pilipino ay hindi Pinoy at hindi lumaki sa Pilipinas. What is it about Filipino cooking that caught your attention and your interest?
I mean, you know, yung unang experience ko dito sa Pilipinas, you know, that was noong 2007. Nandito ako bilang isang estudyante sa isang paaralan sa Manila. At, you know, pag na-reended time, I love to go down to the wet market. Alam mo yung totoong na wet market na yung hindi malinis yun.
Yung palengke.
You know, yung palengke talaga. There was palengke there sa, I was studying in Ortigas, and there was palengke there in Edsa Central. It's gone now. If you try to go there now, puro mga condominium pa yun tagalang dito sa Manila. But at the time, there was a traditional palengke right there in just across Shaw Boulevard at Edsa Central. And I would go there and just love to discover yung mga pagkain ng Filipino, yung iba't ibang mga sangkap na ginagamit nila. And I would practice my Tagalog as well. That's actually why I found the best place to practice speaking Filipino to, you know, yung ordinary na pamamayang Filipino. And I would also ask them about yung mga recipe, yung, you know, anong sangkap na ito, anong gamit dyan. And those ale dun sa palengke, they would give me some advice on, you know, how to make a different dish. Like, oh, ito yung mga taro leaf, ito pwede sa laing kung halimbawa, and, you know, anong luto laing. And then they would tell me about, okay, just put this, and then yung mga dahon, and then yung gata, and you have laing. So that was where I really started. But what fascinated me as I discovered Filipino food was just that this was parang yung first fusion food in the world, even before fusion cooking was a thing, you know, and became like a social to go to the fusion restaurant and try, like, you know, a Peruvian and Japanese combination. Actually, Filipino food was fusion from probably the 17th century. And that's really fascinating dahil na it was at the center of all the world's trade, you know, from the North America, you know, old world from Europe, trade with China. All of the ingredients were available to the Filipinas, and that really given rise to some fascinating dishes that have a historical story. And you can tell the history of the Philippines actually by the food and all the different dishes. If you understand that, then you know Filipino history. So that's what really fascinated me and drew me into parang I wanted to discover more.
Living here in Australia for a long period of time, alam ko na yung mga Aussie, sensitive sila sa amoy ng patis, sa amoy ng bagoong. How did you adapt to that? Kasi nakita ko yung mga lutuin mo, may mga patis, may mga suka. Parang Pinoy na Pinoy na talaga. So, paano mo sinanay yung sarili mo?
Yeah, well, I mean, mahal din ako ng Vegemite, di ba? At natapang din di Vegemite kung sobrang dami na kinakain mo. It really is quite a strong flavor also. I think in Filipino food, it's like you don't eat the, hindi tama na kain mo lang yung isang buong kutsara ng bagoong, di ba? You eat just the whole thing on its own. You got to mix it properly. So, say, isang buong, we call it express or lying, there might be isang kutsara ng bagoong. Okay lang yun kasi hindi sobrang strong yung effect. But, syempre, meron din ng mga dish na, sticking with bagoong, for example, yung manggang hilaw kasamang bagoong. Well, I do find that a pretty strong flavor. And I wouldn't eat that every day kung halimbawa. But, I have to say that my taste buds have adjusted over time living dito sa Pilipinas. Kasi I think halos na 5 taon na dito na ako sa Pilipinas, if I include the time I was a student here and then the last 3 or 4 years na tumira ko dito sa Manila. And I think over time your palate also adjusts and starts to look for those strong flavors. So, sinigang is something I'm really obsessed with now. And I think most Aussies will take a while to magsanay sa, gano'ng kaasim ang sinigang, di ba? But the great thing about Filipino cooking is you can really adjust to your preference through the use of salsa on at the table and you find most of the dishes optional yung dagdag ng calamansi patis kung halimbawa. So actually, a dish like nilagang baka, hindi sobrang matapang ang nasa dyan. But you have the option of kung gano'ng karaming gusto mong patis, calamansi to adjust the dish to your preference. So that's also one of the things that I did make it a bit easier to get into Filipino food.
Gusto ko yung nilagay mo pa, pinaliwanag mo pa kung ano yung toyo mansi.
Yeah, so that's one of my recipes sa book. I get the basic toyo mansi recipe, which is delicious with yung mga inihaw, anything inihaw-based, especially fish with the fresh dishes from the calamansi.
So it's really a cookbook for non-Filipinos who are interested in exploring Filipino cuisine, isn't it?
I would say it's for both non-Filipino but also for Filipinos as well. I think we'd get a lot out of it because yung perspective na nasa aklat na ito, it's really a very different perspective from an individual na, hindi siya lumaki sa Pilipinas. So if you like watching, No Reservations with, Anthony Bourdain, that show was really popular because you're seeing almost Filipino cuisine again for the first time, because you're seeing the way somebody who's never experienced it experiences it and what they find fascinating about it. And I think it's easy to forget if kung lumaki ka sa isang kultura, madali makalimutan kung anong maganda in your own backyard. And I think Filipinos have kind of somehow forgotten how great their cooking can be. I don't think they're as proud of it as they should be. And when you see that expressed by a foreigner who's really experiencing it for the first time or somebody na hindi galing na kultura na yun, I think that's really a fascinating, insightful story that it tells. So I think that any Filipino would get a lot out of reading the book. But of course, it's perfect for non-Filipino who's never understood Filipino food and just wants to understand it for the first time by somebody who they can relate to, who's gone in and really discovered it. Pero syempre naman, may mga recipe dyan that are classic Filipino dishes, but also some, modern dishes that, I personally created myself to really showcase Filipino food. And so there's definitely something new in there for Filipino audience as well.
And the Sydney Cider in you. Sydney Cider, longanisa baked eggs.
Yeah, so that's a great example of one of my own dishes where, if you're from Sydney or Melbourne, they always have these really interesting cafe breakfast, like syempre naman may smashed apple, that's yung parang compulsory yun, may muesli compulsory yun, maybe smoked salmon egg compulsory. But then they have some interesting things on Australian cafe menus, like they'll have Israeli eggs, they'll have African And I wanted to take something like that, and I was like, okay, but what if I took that and then tried to do that with Filipino ingredients? So, I love cooking with longanisa because it's just so, you know, purong flavor talaga. Like, you know, you cook it and you have that really flavorsome yung mantika na longanisa still in the pan, and that will just give a great flavor to anything. So I started playing around with that, and then I kind of worked up a baked eggs recipe that's using, you know, I normally use vegan longanisa because it's a bit more savory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, put in some beans, some of the, you know, spices that you'd find in North African baked eggs. And it really comes together very, very nicely. And then you can serve it with sourdough, obviously, but most Filipinos will just have it with a side of rice. And super masarap siya. I highly recommend.
So, Chris, yeah. Ano sa tingin mo, where is Filipino cuisine heading?
So, I mean, I think magiging popular yung Filipino food in the next 5 to 10 years. And I think we're starting to see that happening in the U.S. But a lot of people say to me, well, you know, bakit hindi maging usong Filipino food hanggang ngayon? And, you know, my answer for that is really, well, you know, if you look at how food becomes uso or goes global, it typically is about migration. You know, there's typically a group of people migrate from one country to another. And when they arrive, wala silang trabaho. So siyempre naman, they do something that they have a skill for, and a lot of the time it's just cooking and turning their cooking into a profession or a job that support their family. Now the big difference about Filipino migration is it's all been the OFW na meron silang trabaho bagong dumating sa to a new country, di ba? And I think that would be the experience of many Filipinos in Australia as well. They arrive in Australia and the next day, you know, magkaroon ng job. And I think that's meant that you haven't had this, like, lot of people starting Filipino restaurants, at least in the first generation of, like, Pinoy migration that really started in the 80s when the OFW numbers started to really go up. But ngayon, I think you're starting to see yung second generation Pinoy who are born and raised, lumaki sila sa US, lumaki sila sa Australia, Canada, UK, and they're really starting to say, you know, They're magiging curious sila tungkol sa sariling kultura. They're wanting to reconnect with the Philippines. And I think they're seeing food as a way to do that and bringing the food of the Philippines to these new countries. But because they've really grown up in a different culture entirely, I think you're starting to see not only Filipino food and restaurants popping up, but also them being even more experimental than Filipino food already was. So, you know, some of the things and trends that you're hearing out of the U.S. now, where you have the largest Filipino population abroad, you know, is you can get, like, your sisig tacos now at a food truck in Los Angeles, kung halimbawa. And you can get your ube donut, you know, from a Filipino bakery in New York, where they've taken the U.S. donut and made it purple. And those things are just so unique. That I think they're starting to get embraced by, you know, 21st century foodies. So I think that the prospects for Filipino food to become a big food trend in future, it's just getting started by this next generation of Filipinos who are really fascinated by it and have the opportunity to start restaurants and experiment with the food. And also as more global foodies discover it, you know, the way some of those top chefs have, you know, Bourdain and some of the others, and they're talking about it, they're saying this food is actually great, but Filipinos need to be more proud of it and tell the world about it.
Maraming salamat, Chris Urbano, Mr. Maputing Cooking, World of Filipino Cooking out now.
Thanks very much, and don't forget you can write to me or check out the blog at maputingcooking.com, and the book's available at Amazon. If you just search for Chris Urbano or Maputing Cooking, I'm sure you'll find it. So check it out, and shout out to all of my Cabanos who are based in Australia.
sbs.com.au